Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Profiles in Folly, History's Worst Decisions and Why They Went Wrong, written by Alan Axelrod, read by Scott Peterson. Author's Note: Lord, what fools these mortals be. Puck in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. A word before we begin. The unflinchingly unsentimental Catherine Ann Porter called her one full-length novel Ship of Fools, 1962, after an allegorical figure that was frequently rendered in European woodcuts, paintings, and literature of the Middle Ages. These works depicted humanity as so many distracted passengers packed into a boat, all ignorant of and indifferent to the course on which they sail. I'm not quite so pessimistic. After all, I managed to collect a number of instances of extraordinary leadership, courage, and wisdom in my 2006 Profiles in Audacity. But my belief is this: all people are fools some of the time, and some people are fools all of the time, but all people are not fools all of the time. Still, history offers more than enough to fill this boat, and so I have chosen only those passengers whose actions illuminate the dark flip side of the subtitle of Profiles in Audacity, Great Decisions and How They Were Made. Here are tales of history's worst decisions and why they went wrong. Profiles in Folly serves up some dumb decisions by stupid people and some evil decisions by evil people, but most of what you'll find here are decisions by good, smart, savvy people that nevertheless went miserably.